This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. World Health Organization Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says 6 months after the World Health Organization declared COVID-19 a public health emergency of international concern, the pandemic continues to accelerate. Thursday marks the 6 months since WHO made that declaration, and it is the sixth time a global health emergency has been declared under the international health regulations, but it is easily the most severe. Tedros stressed that although the world has changed, the fundamental pillars of the response have not, and nor have the basic measures needed to suppress transmission and save lives, which means to find, isolate, test, and care for cases and trace and quarantine their contacts. Tedros pointed out that the pandemic was under control in many countries, including China, Canada, Germany, South Korea, because the country strictly followed WHO's advice. More than 652,000 deaths have been recorded globally from COVID-19, more than 148,000 in the United States. The number of global infections is more than 16.4 million and more than 4.2 million in the U.S. Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison cut short a planned interstate tour to focus on the country's coronavirus crisis Tuesday, citing a very complex outbreak in aged care homes in the city of Melbourne. Victoria, Australia's second most populous state, reported 384 new COVID-19 cases, down from the record 532 it reported Monday, but still at levels alarming health officials. At the time of the reporting, Victoria Premier Daniel Andrews said 769 active coronavirus cases have been linked to several aged care centers in Victoria, which reported 9 new deaths since Monday. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Pakistani authorities are encouraging people to buy sacrificial animals online or at least wear masks when visiting cattle markets, fearing preparations for the Muslim festival of Eid al-Adha could reverse a decline in COVID-19 infection numbers. Government social distancing restrictions this year, including half-day closings, have seen a drop in customers at the normally bustling markets, which, like in other Muslim countries, are set up in urban centers ahead of one of Islam's most important festivals. The main cattle markets of Karachi, Pakistan's largest city, was less busy on Sunday than in preceding years, and with just days before the festivities. According to Reuters observers, most visitors flouted a requirement to wear masks, and many were accompanied by children who this year are barred. A Malaysian court found the former Prime Minister Najib Razak guilty on all 7 charges in his first of a series of corruption trials over the multi-billion dollar looting of the 1MDB investment fund. United States investigators have said that $4.5 billion was siphoned from 1MDB, where Najib chaired the board of advisors through a complex web of shell companies before it was used to buy the trappings of the uber-rich, including luxury homes, an ocean-going yacht, and art by Picasso. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un said his country's hard-won nuclear weapons were a solid security guarantee and a reliable, effective deterrent that could prevent a second Korean War. Kim's comments before war veterans marking the 67th anniversary of the end of the 1950-1953 Korean War again show his no intention of abandoning his weapons as prospects dim for resuming diplomacy with the United States. Kim said in a speech his country has tried to become a nuclear state with an absolute might to prevent another war, that it's now built such a deterrent, according to the Korean Central News Agency. New Zealand has suspended its extradition treaty with Hong Kong and made a number of other changes following China's decision to pass a national security law for the territory. Australia, Canada, and the UK all suspended extradition treaties with Hong Kong earlier this month. And U.S. President Donald Trump ended preferential economic treatment for Hong Kong. Beijing imposed new legislation on the former British colony earlier this month, despite protests from Hong Kongers and Western nations setting the financial hub on a more authoritarian track. New Zealand Foreign Minister Winston Peters said New Zealand will treat military and dual-use goods and technology exports to Hong Kong in the same way as it treats exports to China. By remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.